Simen Kuf Pei Zayin Sif Hei. Sif Hei Be'etzem is really a chelik of Sif Dalet and Vav and Zayin, and also a chelik of the second half of Kuf Tzadi Aleph. But the lion's share of the halachas of Makko are here, and we hope to address them today. Be'ez Hashem. The Mechaber says, "Im yesh Makko bo yisamokim teilim v'dam akoso, v'dam akoso meshun v'dam riyoso, ina teilim v'dam akoso." The Mechaber brings down, Batim, this is the halacha which is mentioned in the Gemara in Daf Samach Vav, that teilim v'makko, even the issue is very machlokes tashmish, if she has a makko, she's teilim v'makko. However, if the makko is the dam makko is meshuna from dam rio, then you're not teilim. The Mechaber does not specify what we're talking about. We're talking about b'shas vesto, shloi b'shas vesto. Soisim, the mashmois is anytime that she has a makko, she's allowed to be teilim v'makko, even if she doesn't have a vest. He doesn't say that the makka has to be moiti dam machlal. We'll see maybe a hemshich, a little bit of the shita of the mechaber and Siv Zayin that will maybe clarify what the mechaber holds. Now, what is negiyah to Sif Hey is what does it mean? Im dam akosa meshunu midam riyasa ina tel of dam akosa. So that we saw this machlokes rishenim. The Ramban holds since you can never be mevar bizmanenu, therefore you always have to be machmer, and you can never be telling a mako. Because it could be that the dam nistaka looks different than the dam nida. The dam nida looks different than the dam mak, and this dam looks like the dam nida. Since we can't differentiate this manenu, therefore you always have to be machmer. Lamaisa, Rebbe Rishenim, the Rashba, the Rosh, they were makel, and that's how we pass Kalach Lamaisa. Now, the Taz says, he brings down that even though Mistama, you're allowed to be teilim in astam teilim loy meshenu meshune. He says the priesthood says im shneim lefanav loyneze lekulo kivin efshel avruri yichol derech melavar. That halacha that we say that you're allowed to be teilim lekulo, that's dafka in a case where they're not shneim lefanenu. But if it's shneim lefanenu, then he has to be mevar. Now lechori you could have said that the shach holds the same way. The shach also brings down this halacha, and he says that min astam or teilim lefishish b'cheskes tarei medes. Mashmi, you don't even have to show. It could be if they're both lechonechol, then you would have to. Then it is clear because anybody can be mevar. However, if you look at the Chavos Das says that the shach is more mekel than the taz. The shach seems to hold that even if shneim lefanenu, you would not have to. He doesn't mention that if both of them are lefanenu, then you have to. He says ein tzarach laharis lechachom, and it's not mechalik. Mashma that even if both of them are lefanenu, nevertheless, you do not have to be mevar. In Vosgeta Machlekes, so the Peskei Zmanenu, they're Masber Alpi, the Pitzchei Tshuva is Metzayin over here. It's not exactly clear. If you didn't look it up, it's not clear what he's talking about. But he says, the Pitzchei Tshuva says, Ayin b'mogan arvon simen toflam et zayin sif kotten dalet. What's it talking about over there? Somebody that rents a house from somebody else on Yud Dalet Nisan. So, is he chayiv to do b'dikas chametz or not? So, does he have to mevar whether or not the person did b'dikas chametz? If you rented it from before Yudalid, so once Yudalid hits, then he's mechuyav. However, if you rented it on Yudalid, then he has to mevar whether or not the person did a b'dikas chametz. So, the Neitzei Kelim over there are busy. Vos epes that we don't find the same halacha with regard to somebody that's semich on a shechita. It says that he doesn't have to mevar whether or not the shechit was checked the Yurches Trefus. It's 18 Trefus. And the halacha is that you're allowed to eat, you don't have to be mevar from the Sheikhid whether or not he checked the Yurches Trefus. Most step is over here that you have to mevar from the mosque, from the person that's renting the house, whether or not he checked it. The her, you should be able to philosoph that if everything is okay. Says Magan Avram, it's a big chilik. One of them, in the case of the house with chametz, the whole year it had chametz in it. So it was Becheskas chametz. You're trying to be mafkiya from the Cheskel Chometz. So you have to make sure that the taco, something changed from the Cheskel Chometz that was kol Hashana. As opposed to an animal, you don't know that it had a treifa b'chlal. It was never a Cheskel treifa. Therefore, you're not having, you might see anything from the Chazaka, therefore you don't have to be mavar b'chlal. The shayla is, had you done this lady that be'etzem she's b'cheskel tyro. However, she found dam. So she has a Cheskel tyro, says the shach, you don't have to be cheshesh b'chlal. Minestam terlin. Says the Taz, no. Says the Chutshani. The Taz tells them, no, it's more daimah to, there's a reyes lefanecha, it's more daimah to a case where there's chometz lefanecha. You know that there was chometz there, and therefore you have to be mevar. Dahainu, any time that it's lefanecha, and you mamish can be mevar, what is the halacha? could be Tzemich on the Chazaka or not when there's a Re'etam. Lamaisa, I saw the Shevet Levi says in a Chanami Tak, we go like the Taz here, not like the Shach, and if Shneim Lefanenu, you'd have to Mevar if you Mevar. That's if it's clear to us that Shneim Lefanenu, we know that the Damak is Mishun of the Dam Riyasa. Most people don't have that first Tanacha. They don't know that the Damak is Mishun of the Dam Riyasa, and therefore, they're not really going to have such a case. Now, the Shitas Ramah. The Ramah brings down three halachas over here. The first halacha is that a woman that has a vest kavua, then shaloyu b'shas vest, so she's allowed to be tailing a mak, even though she doesn't know the mak is maitzi dam. Now it's lav dafka isha shiyesh vest kavua. It's also regea to most of us bizmanen that don't have a vest kavua. Any woman that has a vest from a tzedeshin, the Pesach Shuvah brings down from the Chavetz Das. If a woman never sees before day 26, day 24, whatever day it is that she doesn't see before, during those days, it's ki'ilu as she has the din of a vest kavua. And anything that she finds during those days, if she has a makah, even if she doesn't know it's the makah is mighty dam, she would be allowed to be tailed kula. And kol shekain is keno, who's the Pesach Teshuva brings down, it's a kol shekain, he brings down from the base mayor, not like the Teshuva's Pnei Yeshua, by the Shulchan passing that way. Somebody that's mitzulek is dumb, like his keno, zikher, she is ki'ilu. She's loigara from Isha Sheyesh Levet. And any dam that she finds, by her there's no time. Any dam that she finds, she knows she has a makah. She's allowed to be tailor even if the makah is not maitzi dam. That's the first halacha. The second halacha and the third halacha apply to women that don't have a vest kavua. A woman that doesn't have a vest kavua, then the halacha is, if she doesn't know where the dam is coming from, the hainu, she doesn't know whether or not the dam is coming from the stadim or it's coming from the makar, then she has a svek tveiko. If she has a makah b'makar, then she has a svek tveiko. Suffolk whether or not the dam is coming from the stadim or it's coming from the makar. Even if it's coming from the Makor, Kenzain is coming from a Makash in the Makor. So she would have a Svek Tveikon, she would allow to be Tehila in such a case. However, if she knows that the Dam is coming from the Makor, then there's no topic where the Dam is coming from, it's Pashat to her where the Dam is coming from, it's coming from the Makor, then in such a case she does not have a Svek Tveikon. So Suffolk, is it coming from the Makash of the Makor, or is it coming from Dam Yidish of the Makor? Then she's not allowed to be Tehila unless it's a Makash and Moitia Dam. Will be magder exactly what a makash mitzi adam is and what a makash in mitzi adam is. Those are the three halachos that the Ramah says. The Ramah says even by a makash mitzi adam, they let it be teila. That's only if it's shloi b'shas vesta. If it's b'shas vesta, you would not be able to be teila. Now we'll go through achas la'achas. The first halacha. The first halacha that the Ramah says, a woman that has a vest kavua, or like we said, the standard woman mizmanenu up until day 26, 28, whatever day it is. Kilos if she has a vest kavua, then shalei b'shas vestas, she's allowed to be teila in a maka, even if she doesn't know the maka is maitzi dam. Now, what's pshat in this Ramah? What's the makar for the Ramah, and what's the pshat in the Ramah? So we mentioned last chabura that in Sif Dalil, that there's three different ways to learn the Mordechai. According to the three different ways of learning the Mordechai in the Achronim, that's how they all learn this Ramah. So if we have clear the three ways of the Mordechai, then we could be misakim. It'll stack him, it's a chazar from Sif Dalet also, but it'll help us a lot in Sif Hei, understanding the Ramah. And understanding this long Taz, and understanding the Shach, and the Bach, and the Grain. There's three different ways to learn the Mordechai. The Mordechai seemed to say, the words of the Mordechai, that's the way that the Beis Yeser brings it down, is, Im yesh lo veset zman kavua shehiroya nido, if a woman has a vest kavua, toilu bevesta shehiroya noimer zeh hadam shehiroya tor. The Pashuk Mashmois of the Beis Yosef is, and this is the way the Taz learns the Beis Yosef, and this is the way that the Shach learns Lamaisa, and that is that a woman that has a vest kavua, and she's Roya Damach Mastashmish Shaloy Bishas Vesta, she always sees after 28 days. She always sees on Yom Chav Gimel HaKadosh. And now she's not yet holding by Chav Gimel or by day 28, and she was Roya Damach Mastashmish, she's allowed to be Tehila in a Makkah, despite the fact that she does not know that she has a Makkah Bechlal. Where else does the dam come from? She's seeing continuously constantly at the same time. And she hasn't stopped. So where does this dam come from? It must be that the dam came from a makkah, despite the fact that she doesn't know that she has a makkah. Accordingly, it's hard to understand where is the Ramah coming from. The Ramah is being more makkah than the Mordechai. Can't be the Mordechai, because the Mordechai says you don't even have to know that there's a makkah. So the Ramah says, no, the only time that we're teila is if you know that there's a makkah. So it can't be that the makkah is the Mordechai. Says the Shach and the Bach have two pshatim to explain this. The Shach says You're right, it's not the Mordechai. But Poiskim didn't want to rely on the Mordechai, the Shulchan Aruch didn't want to rely on the Mordechai straight up. None of the Poiskim learned that way. So in this case, where she knows that she has a Makah, it's a kol shekein from the Mordechai. For sure the Mordechai is going to say in that case that it's okay. And not only that, can't say the other Poiskim are going to be masking also to the Mordechai. So you're right. The Mordechai was talking about even she didn't know she had a Makah. And the Rama didn't want to be so makel. Therefore he said, we're talking about exactly a case where she has a Makah. Then Kenzai and other Poiskim are maskim, that she doesn't have a din of Remach of Tashmish. He didn't want to be Mekel. Says the Shach, we're not going to be Mekel that she doesn't need Zayinikim. However, the Cholopach that she won't be considered Remach of Tashmish, that's what the Ramah said. The Goyin and the Chavetz Das, they also seem to have gone like the Beis Yosef. That's what seems clear at the end of the Goyin. They go like the Beis Yosef, that the Mordechai matured straight up, even if you don't know that there's a Makah. Nevertheless, they didn't want to rely on the Mordechai. So he's mitzaref the Shitas HaRashba, both the Chavetz Das and the Goyim, and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, I think, say the same thing, that the Ramah did it, made a pshara. He took two Shitas together, and he came out with his Sash. He says, we have a Mordechai, which is mitar, if it's Shalei B'Shas Vesta, even if she doesn't know she has a Makah. We have a Rashba that says, if you have a Makah, even if it's not Moshe Dan, then you could be Tehillah Zadam even B'Shach Vesta. So what he did is he took a little bit of the Rashba that says if you know that you have a Makah, and a little bit of the Mordechai of Shalei B'Shach Vesta, and he came and put them together and he said Shalei B'Shach Vesta, she's allowed to be Tehillah Zadam even if the Makah is not Maiti Dam. So that's the first shot. If you learn like the Beis Yosef and the Shach that the Mordechai was very Makah, that Shalei B'Shach Vesta you're allowed to be Tehillah even if you don't know there's a Makah, then it can't be that the Ramah is passing like the Mordechai. It must be that it's a kol shekein from the Mordechai, or it's a tziruf of the Mordechai and the Rashba together. That's the first mahalach. The second mahalach is the Bach. The Bach said, no, the Mordechai never mattered. Chas v'chalila, the Mordechai never mattered if he didn't know that there's a Makah. Zichur, you have to know there's a Makah. The Mordechai was just mekel, that even though you don't know if the Makah is mighty down, and generally we wouldn't be Tehillah, nevertheless, in such a case where she has a Vesta of one, Shalei B'Shas Vesta, she's allowed to be Tehillah in the Makah, even though it's not, she doesn't know if it's mighty down. Says the Bach, this is Chat in the Ramah. Pain, Pirish, Ramah. Then he says there's also a tear from the Rashba, but this is true to the Mordechai. According to the way that the Bach learns the Mordechai, the Ramah is exactly the Mordechai. Shaloi b'shas vesto, you're allowed to be Tehillah in the Makah, even if you don't know the Makah is mighty down. And if it's and a woman that doesn't have a vest, so it's Dafka for Makah, which is mighty down. The Taz, on the other hand, he learns a different Pshat. The Taz says that he learned in the Mordechai, no. Dafka Shalei B'Shas Vesta, you're allowed to be Tehillah in a Makah. But what type of Makah? Only a Makah which is Maitzi Dam. A woman that has a Vest Kavua, and it's Shalei B'Shas Vesta, she always sees on Chav Ches L'Chodesh. And now she's holding Chav Gimel L'Chodesh. She's Meshamash on Chav Gimel L'Chodesh, she sees Dam. The only time she's allowed to be Tehillah in the Dam, according to the Mordechai, is Dafka if the Makah is Maitzi Dam. In such a case, she's allowed to be Tehillah. If that's the case, so what's Pshat in the Ramah? The Ramah is being more Makel than the Mordechai. Up until now, either he was being more Machmer than the Mordechai, saying exactly like the Mordechai. According to the Taz learns, he's being more Makel than the Mordechai. The Mordechai was only Makel if it was a Makah HaMoitzi Dam, and the Ramah wants to be Makel even by a Makah, Sheini Yudua HaMoitzi Dam. Not only that, he says, L'chora Kinira, the Ramah was being Seimach on the Marami Rotenberg. The Marami Rotenberg said that Shalei B'Shas Vesta, then even if she's not margish that it came from a Makah, she's allowed to be Tehillah because Vesta Sazer Abanan, and therefore he wants her to be Mako. He says, however, that's fine, that's the Marami Rotenberg. But we have a Chumas Adeshen, and we have a Marivayel, and we have a Maril, which are the Gederle Rishenim, the end of the Achreine Gederle Rishenim that we passkin like. We go like every Chumas Adeshen, and almost like every Maharil, and like many Marivayel. And they all say, not like the Ramah. How do I know that? Because first of all, the Ramah himself, in Sif Zion, it's talking about a case where a woman, every time she does a bedikah, she finds dam in a specific place. So it seems like Dafka, in such a case where she always finds dam in a certain specific place, and it hurts her, Koshkin if it hurts her, Dafka, Amaka, which is mighty dam, it's good enough to be Tehillah. The Ramah wasn't a Chaylik over there. So Ramah later on himself wasn't even a Chaylik. So Ramah holds that you need a Makah Maitzidam. Over here is Mekel. Not only that, the Chumas HaDeshen, when he quotes the Mordechai, and the Beit Yosef himself quotes this Shumas Hadassim at the end of the Siman, when he quotes the Mordechai, it seems clear that the Mordechai understood, the Shumas Hadassim understood in the Mordechai, that you could only be Teile, Shalei B'Shas Vesta, Namaka, Maisi Dam. So the Shumas Hadassim quotes the Mordechai. How come the Ramah didn't go like the Shumas Hadassim? Then we have a Maharil. We have a Bedikas Maharil in Siman Kuf Tzali Aleph. A woman that finds Dam Meshas Atalos Meraglayim, even if she has a vest, he didn't want to be terle. He's only terle if you do a bedikas maril, even if she had a cave. Nevertheless, he only wanted to be terle if she did a bedikas maril, which meant that she put a moich ba'is the makayim and was matal meraglayim to be able to discern whether or not the dam came from the makal meraglayim and the makal of the makor. Why don't we just say that since it's shalei b'shas vesta and it hurts her, she has a makah, that's enough. We see that knowing a makah is not enough for going to Maril. You give me mavar, you have to mavar, you have to prove. And not only that, we have a marivayel that says that case is more kal than our case. That meraglayim is much more of a tzad to be makel than our case of simen kuf peizayin. Because she was mitzdar b'shas atolas meraglayim. So there's raglayim ladover that has come from the makom of the meraglayim. And even though it's more makom to be makel over there, he still says you need the bedikas maril. You have to be mavar if you can be mavar where the dam came from. And over here, the Ramah just says makel straight up without being mavar that it's a makom shemitzi adam. Elamai says the Taz, do not be samech on this Ramah. Don't be samech on the Ramah. He's too makel. Beforehand, he's too machmer. According to the Taz, he's too makel. These two makos, connected to Masadash, and connected to Maril, connected to Marivail, you cannot be Semech on the Tzad, and you have to know that the Makkah is Moitzi Adam. Now, what does it mean that the Makkah is Moitzi Adam? It doesn't mean that she has to know her Makkah is Moitzi Adam. Any Makkah, which is the type of Makkah, which is Moitzi Adam, that's okay. For example, a pap smear, which is where they scrape away at some of the cells on the cervix, that is something which is a Mu'ad to be Moitzi Adam, and that is generally, that's what happens. As a makom moitzi dam, if a woman has such a procedure, they do it to a woman after the age of 40 every so often. It's a pretty common practice. If a woman would see dam afterwards, she would be able to be teile because she has a makom, she yodua shemoitzi dam. Yodua shemoitzi dam does not mean that 24/7 dam is coming out. It means it's the type of makom which could produce dam at intervals, which is why, according to the Taz, how do you understand? The Taz says a woman that has a vest kavua is only allowed to be teile shaloi b'shas vesta, and in a makah she yodua shemoitzi adam. If she knows that the makah is moitzi dam, then why can't she be teile even if she doesn't have a vest kavua? As they affect the pre-dayah. So he says, because a makah she yodua shemoitzi adam doesn't mean that it's being moitzi dam 24/7. It means that it has the ability, every once in a while, it could put out dam. It's not just like a black and blue mark. Somebody punches somebody in the shoulder really hard, 99.5% of the time, it's not going to bleed. It won't bleed at all. Maybe you'll get a black and blue mark, and it'll be dam shes nitzra there, but it's never going to bleed outside of the skin. So, a makah shemitzi adam, it has the yicharlis to bleed, even though maybe right now it's not bleeding. That's not good enough if a woman doesn't have vest kavua. Then there's another darga that we're going to see, and this comes up very much on a yema vest, or bizmanenu, where we have a bideket, where we know that it's bleeding right now. A woman has an issue, and we know that right now the petza is bleeding. That's even better than a makah shemitzi adam, because we know right now that it's bleeding. For example, a woman that does a bedikah on yema vest, even a makah shemitzi adam is not good enough. So what is such a woman supposed to do? She goes to bedekah, and the bedekah says, I see, it's dripping out, there's blood coming out right now, it's bleeding. Then she's okay, she would be able to be tailored that also. That we'll see. La'alach l'maitzo, if you look at Nekuz Zaketzev says, he's madcha all the tainas of the Taz. And he says that Sif Zion that says that the Ramah wasn't Choylik, and it's mashman that you need to know that it's Makas Maiti Dam, because that's even talking about Isha She'in Lavest. That's not talking about Isha She'esh Lavest. Isha She'in Lavest in a Chanami. She has to know that the Makas Maiti Dam. Balavachi, the Ramah, the way that the Shach learns, the Ramah Bayos is only trying to make it that she's not a Ramah Mastashmish, and Sif Zion is trying to make it that she's Torah and Gansin. She's Torah Gansin, and you have to know that the Makkah is Moitzi Adam. It's not enough to know that she has a Makkah. She has to know that the Makkah is Moitzi Adam. And that explains in Simin Kuf Tadi Aleph also why she needs to do a Bedikas Moich of the Ma'aril. Because we want to be Matar her in Gansen. Any time you want to be Matar her in Gansen, you have to know that the Makas Maitidam. And Bechlal, he says, the Messias is that in Simin Kuf Tadi Aleph, you could do Bedikah. Because the question is the Dam coming from the Makam of the Merag line? Or is the Dam coming from the Makar? There's a way to be Mevaret. You can put a Moich in the Makar. As opposed to by us, the Shaila is it coming from the Makar? Is it coming from a different place in Eisam Makam? There's no way to be Mevaret. Memela the Shach is Madche, all the tainus of the Taz, and Lalach Lamaiso, we talk a go like this Ramo. However, it's a Nidan in the Paiskim, whether we not, like the Pesach Shuvah says, it's a Nidan in the Paiskim, does she need Zayin Akim or not? When she needs Zayin Akim, is it only Klapi Rayim Afas Tashmish that we're Mekel? And she needs Zayin Akim? Or there's even such a Tzad that the Knesset Yechezkel brings down, that when we Matah the Damos Rayim Afas Tashmish, then she won't need Zayin Akim because it can't spalt down. If the Dam is Torah, it's Torah and Gansin. The Kiveger says, Mechavaz Das says, no way. Klapi Rehim Amas Tashmish is Savik Darabon. We go to Kula. Klapi Zayin Akim is Savik Darais. We go to Chumra. We can take the same Dam and spalt it. However, when it comes to the Knesset Yechezkel says, no, you can't split it. The Sidra Torah is Chorlik, and he says, no, even Klapi Rehim Amas Tashmish, we need Zayin Akim. And that's how it seems how the place can go, that even though we'll be Mekel, Shaloi B'Shas Vesto, however, that's only Klape Ramat, however, she will need Zainakim. Now, we'll have to be Magdir exactly what the Makkah and what the Makkah Shemaiti Adam. Most cases, Bizbaninu, that woman has a Makkah, will know what type of Makkah it is to know that it's Maiti Adam. That we'll see in a minute. So that's the first halakha. Dependent on how you learn the Mordechai, that's how you learn the Rabbah. If you learn like the Beis Yosef, that it matters even if you don't know that she has a Makkah Bechlal. So the Ramah is being more Machmer. We didn't want to be Tenech on the Mordechai. So he's being more Machmer. If you learn that he was like the Bach, that Shalei B'Shas Vesta, you're able to be Tehle in a Makkah, even if it's not Moitzi Dam, that's exactly the Ramah. And if you learn like the Taz, that Shalei B'Shas Vesta, you're only allowed to be Tehle in a Makkah, which is Moitzi Dam, then the Ramah is talking being more Mekel than the Mordechai, says the Taz, don't be Tenech on the Ramah. That's the three pshatim and the Mordechai, and accordingly how to understand this Ramah. That's the first halach. The second halach of the Ramah is it would seem, even according to the Shach, the Yad Avram speaks out Lehedya, the Shach speaks out in the second part of this, the third halacha, that this has also been a geah to, the Heter has also been a geah to Zayin Akim, not just been a geah to Ramah. If a woman doesn't have a Ves Kavua, more common Bizmanenu, a woman doesn't have a Ves Kavua, and it's a suffix where the Dam is coming from. You don't know if the Dam is coming from the Tzadim or the Dam is coming from the Makar. And she has a Makkah B'Makar. So now she has a Sex Veka. She has a suffix, is it coming from the Tzadim or is it coming from the Makar? Even if it's coming from the Makar, then it's a Sex Veka. Maybe it's coming from the Makkah, and therefore she's Tahira. Pash the Sex Veka, Matthews and Gansen. The Shach in Sifkot and Chav Beis is Marech to be Chorlik on the Ramah. And he has two tainas. This is his first klapi, the etzim din, that you want to say that it's a svek sveko, that you could be mekel. He says lachura any time. That's only when she. He says in the case. In a case where she finds dam, in a case where she has the hargasha, then lachur, you're not going to have a. We're going to be telling that the dam comes from the makar, and she's not going to have a tliya. And he says like this. He says he's medayik from the chumas from the agoyis maimini. Isha sheyesh la makar boyis amakim vein yodas makas moitzia dam. Then she's allowed to be Tehle. Then she's not allowed to be in such a case she's allowed to be Tehle that the Dam came from the Makar. If she doesn't know where the Dam is coming from, then she's allowed to be Tehle that the Dam came. It's a Svek Svek. Did it come from the Makar or did it come from the Makar? He says, however, if you look at the Goyis Maimon, he says, "Afilu einam argeshes kshadam neifel me'arechem ela shevodka ba'isa mokoyim en matadam tmeo imeni yadash makas meitzi adam." B'zebar. He says the mashmois is that if you find dam ayidei b'dika, shebadka ba'isa makayim a matza dam, and she doesn't know where the dam came from, then she's tamei. If she doesn't know that the makah is ma'isi dam. So now, l'chari should have a svek tveka. A woman does a b'dika. Clear in Nagar's Maimini. He says a woman does a bedika and she doesn't know where the dam is coming from. Is the dam coming from the Makar or is the dam coming from the Tzadim? The halacha is that she's not going to be tailor that it came from the Makar. Now, why doesn't she have a Svek Sveka when she finds dam Ayidei bedika? Is it coming from the Tzadim? Is it coming from the Makar? Even if it's coming from the Makar, maybe it's coming from Makashim Makar. Elamai, we're not tailor in such a case in a Svek Sveka. Now, the Chavas Das is Matzke. He says that's because every time that you do bedika, there's always a possibility for Haragasha. So therefore we have to say that there was a Haragasha and Tzkilu was this bar that it came to us in the Makar. There's no Svek Sveka there, it's only one Safek. Did it come from the Makar or did it come from the Makar? Not from the Makar. Finding Dam Ayidei B'dika is not an indication to a case where a woman finds a Dam Shaloi Ayidei B'dika. Ayidei B'dika, there's no Svek Sveka. That was the Chavas Das's Matzcha. However, says the Shach that B'chlal, it's not even a Svek Sveka. Why? It's kula chadus sveki. It's all one suffix. What's the dam? Did the dam come from outside her body or did it come from inside her body? Did it come from inside her body? Did it come from the makar? Did it come from the makar? Did it come from the makash makar? It's all one suffix. Did it come from? Is it dama makar or is it not from dama makar? It's all one suffix. It's not two sveki. It's also not a svek sveka mesapech. The shaila and the achrayim had to understand what the shach means. Is it kula chadus sveki? It's all one suffix. Did it come from the dam midas or is it from a makar? That's one suffix. Or it's not a svek sveka mesapech, because if you switch, you start the other way, you can't continue the svek sveka. Is the dam from the makar shebe makar, or is it not from the makar, or is it from the makar not from the makar? Even if it's from the makar not from the makar, maybe it's from the tzadim, that you can't say it's not a svek sveka mesapech. The meila says the shachas all kulach of the sveka. The meila don't be semich on this rama. However, the chayin were madchal is also, and they say that, no, it is considered two svekas. We don't say a svek sveka mesapech, that it needs to be mesapech. If you have to clear one of the svekas first, then we don't say that there's a chesaron svek sveka mesapech. Svek sveka mesapech is when you can clear the svek sveka whichever way you want. But if there's a reason why you have to clear one of the svekas first, then there's no chesaron svek sveka shein mesapech. Over here, you have to know whether or not, is this dam from the makar b'chlal or not? The whole reason, is this dam from the makar? If it's not dam from the makar, then the whole story doesn't start. Is it dam from the makar? Once it's dam from the makar, then you could dan, is it from a makar or not from a makar? And b'chlal, to say that it's kula chadus sveka, if that's the tzad, kula chadus sveka is if both tzadim are all the same, have the same halachas. But over here, there's different halachas for dam which is found inside the makar, dam from outside the makar. Dam inside the makar is metame. Even if it's not matama isha zainakim, but it's matama or tumas erev, so it doesn't have the same din. That's what the friend Marmatka maybe the shah. La lokla maisa is a big shayla. How do we paskin? The Pisca Chuba brings down over here. Ayim b'chuba slayed to be huda, shehisig olof, v'hiskim la rabo. And he brings down kama achrenim that Taka went with the rabo, halokla maisa, that as long as she has a suffix, whether or not she. Anytime that she has a suffix, whether or not the dam is from the makar or it's from the tzadim, then she's allowed to, and she has a makar in the makar, then she would be allowed to be toiler. Lalacha lemaisa, it seems we would be mekel. However, in the case of a bedika, with a zechshash hargasha, then it's not so simple. In that case, the Baal HaShulchan is taka machmer, because the zechshash hargasha is kilu vada that it came from the makar, we wouldn't be able to be mekel unless we know that the makar is moitzi dam. Now, Agav, we're just sticking over here because we mentioned this in the past, but this is where it is in the Nachas Tzvi. The Nachas Tzvi on this halacha, he says Nachas Tzvi is the Pisca Tshuva. I was supposed to be mitzayin on the Maamar Kemes. It's kedai to look at it if you have a chance. It's not that long. It's the Agoris in the bottom on the Gilead. The Nachas Tzvi says over here. He asks his warrior, the Ramo wants to be matir as a svek sveka. He says lachura mehecha teisi to be matir svek sveka. Lachura to davar sheishle matirin. We're not saying on a case. We don't say Savi Darabana Lekula. We don't say Svek Svekas, which according to some has the din of Savi Darabana Lekula. We don't say Sveka Lekula in a case where it's a Davar Sheyesh Matirin. So every case of Nida is a Davar Sheyesh Matirin. She could go, what's the far of Davar Sheyesh Matirin? Don't be saying on a Kula of Chazaka or Svek Sveka, which is not a beer. Just why do something when it's iftar? Stuff a shayla of iftar. Wait till it's heter. Mamela, wait. She's a count zainikim and go to the mikvah. What do you mean? In this case, so he says. He says first of all, that's not a good question over here, because you don't know that she's ever going to be a matter. If she's never going to be able to clean herself up and she's going to always have an issue, then in a chanami she doesn't have a matter. He says, however, we do find many cases, for those of us that are remembering summon, a lot of cases of summon, we go the kula. Suffix summon the kula. Why? Why do we say the kula? What's the reason? Suffix darabon le kula. But we don't say suffix darabon le kula by a davashish matir. Says the Nachlas Tzvi with the big yesod of the Noide Behuda and Slach, who says, the Slach himself says this with regard to Nida. And he says the only time that we have a din of davar sheyesh la matirin is when you have, it's when you get to achila. You have an egg that you can either eat today or you can eat tomorrow. It's on yantif. So we say it was something, a beis hashanol to be yantif, which is aser, and it was nesar in a bunch of different eggs. So we say, you should say, it's batal barev. We say, no, don't be saying mecham bittal barev. Wait till after yantif and it'll be mutter. You won't have to be saying mecham bittal barev. Why eat it today and have a chash, maybe it's iser, and just because it's sent, you'd be saying mecham bittal barev. Wait till tomorrow, you won't have to be saying mecham bittal barev, and then you'll be able to eat it beheter. That's because there's only one egg. You can only eat the egg one time. So why eat it now beiser? Eat it beheter. However, in a case where we're talking about ishtamshim, you have a pot. And we say, why use the pot today? Use the pot tomorrow. No, I want to use the pot also today and also tomorrow. There's no din of a davar sheyesh matirin, because I can, the shtamshes is both today and tomorrow. The same thing with an isha. He wants to be mishamish today and wants to be mishamish in another week. There's no svara of davar sheyesh matirin. And it's a big shayla in the Mishnah Berurah. If the Mishnah Berurah talk, it goes this way, halacha l'maisa. However, it does seem, and certainly it sounds like the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam did not go this way in your idea. The Achrayim are busy with that. However, it seems that the price scheme are saying on this b'shas adchak, like the famous case which I mentioned in the past of the, they lit in the hotel, there was 500 chairs there, somebody lit candles Shabbos lift, they put them all on one of the chairs, and they lit it. That was the chair that was designated to have all the Shabbos lift. The kids are at night, all the candles went out, the goyim cleaned up all the candles, piled up all the chairs. Hakolam Okemi Yavim Bishali. Next day, where's the chair with all the lift? That one became a buses. It's mukta for all Shabbos. Even if you take off the mukta, it's mukta, it's blibes mukta. No, they stacked it up with all the rest of them. Batal Barayv. No, it's not Batal Barayv. Hachatechlanu Bester, Techlanu Bester. Wait till after Shabbos. It'll be mukta to use the chairs without Batal Barayv. So you can't use them on Shabbos, but the Barayv. Now this hotel, all their 500 or 1,000 chairs are all Aser and Shabbos. According to the Tzlach, it's not that way. According to the Tzlach, no. There's no din of davar sheyesh matirin over here, because I want to use the chairs on Shabbos and the chairs after Shabbos. Certainly, in such a case, they are semich on the Tzlach. The third halacha is referring to ish that doesn't have a vest kavua, and she knows where the dam is coming from. She knows the dam is not coming from the makkah. The tzadim is coming from the makar. You only have one topic over here. Is the makar coming from? Is the dam coming from the makar? That means dam of the makar or from makar bim makar. What does it mean a makar bim makar? Let's just clarify. What does it mean a makar in the makar? Isn't all the dam that comes out of the makar dam nida? The answer is no. Dam nida is the lining. There's a lining in the uterus which thickens as the month goes on, and then it sheds at the end of the month. The uterus sheds its lining. And the whole lining, there is usually, I think, a little bit that remains. Even after it sheds the lining, there is a little bit that remains. However, the dam nidus is that lining which is shed. However, there's the actual flesh of the uterus. That, if there would be a laceration, something was inside that veined against it. For example, it's common if a person has the IUD inside, intrauterine device, which is a contraceptive, birth control, and there's different types, but the standard type is it works like an umbrella. It's inserted as it's closed, and then it's opened up inside, and there's three prongs. Now those three prongs, now a lot of them have balls at the end that it shouldn't cause lacerations in the skin. However, they didn't always have that, and not all of them have that, and they could bang into the side and cause a cut. So that that blood which is coming out is no different than if a person cut themselves on their arm. That's the type of dam which would come out. It has nothing to do with the uterine lining at all. So if a woman knows that she has a makkah in her makar, nowadays it could be that she wouldn't be so in touch with her body to be able to feel it. Through ultrasound, it's clear whether or not she has such a makkah. However, if she knows that she has such a makkah, then that is a makkah in the makar. Now, that makkah is not makkah. The dam which comes out of that is not dam nida. So now, if a woman knows that she's seeing dam from the makar, however, the dam she doesn't know, is that dam coming from a makkah or is it coming from the uterine lining, the dam nidus? There, it's a regular suffix. One suffix is not enough to matter, and therefore it's not going to be mutter unless the makkah is maitzi adam. If we know that the makkah is maitzi adam, then in a chanami we would be able to be matzah in such a case. Maybe we'll start with that. Halakha l'maisa. How does this apply to us? So the Ramah over here really is talking about Reimach Hastashmish Be'etzem, until he gets to the end, which the Shach says he switches to Dam, which is not Reimach Hastashmish. However, l'chur b'pashis, this should apply also to a woman that finds Dam b'vedikas. Anytime that she does a bedikah and she finds dam, what's the halacha? So if it's shalei b'shas vesta, and she has a makkah, she doesn't know if it's maitzi dam, then we have this Ramah here. And the Shach learns that the Ramah didn't mean to matter even lebayla. The Ramah l'chera did mean that. The Shach, as l'chol parach, learned in the Ramah, the Ramah was very sussum. It's hard to say that he didn't mean that. The Shach understood that it doesn't matter lebayla if you don't know that the makkah is maitzi dam. Just because it's shalei b'shas vesta, it's not enough unless you know that the makkah is maitzi dam. If she doesn't have a vest, then if she finds dam on a yedei b'dika and she doesn't know where the dam came from, did the dam come from the tzadim or from the makar, and she has a makkah in the makar, she would allow it to be toilet. And if she knows that the dam's come from the makar, then she would only allow it to be toilet when she finds dam on the b'dika if she knows that the makkah is maitzi dam. Let's start with that case. Oh, she knows that there is a makkah b'mekar. What's the case of a woman that has an IUD? She has this intrauterine device which is inside of the uterus from anywhere between. Usually they won't put it inside unless the woman is planning on keeping it there for 6 to 12, at least a year usually, but certainly not less than 6 months, but at least a year, because it takes a number of months for the body to get used to it. So it's probably not worthwhile. Now, what happens after the woman inserts it? Very often, I think in like 30% of the woman, third of the woman, that it sets off her vest, and she sees dam either for a very long time. It takes her a long time to get clean ukedena. Now, what is that dam that's coming out? So it's not clear exactly what that dam is. Is that dam nidus? Is just throwing it off? It's hard to say that it's dam mako. However, there is also the possibility for it to be damakah. So after the woman has that issue and she clears up, b'chulu. However, there's always a possibility that the thing is banging into the walls and causing a makkah. So, can you be tailed in that? Is that ki'ilu, a woman knows there's always the possibility for a makkah ha'mitzi adam? Because anytime that it's going to bang into the side, it could, especially if it's not, it doesn't have the ball at the end, it can mamash make a laceration and cause it to bleed. Can you be tailor? So I do know, somebody told me actually, he went to a big paisik, a very well-known paisik in America, and with the bedika in the middle of Zayin Hakim, I don't know when it was, if it was the beginning of Zayin Hakim, end of Zayin Hakim, which possibly can make a difference, la'alacha, as we see in Kuf Talivav. However, when he told the Rav that he has an IUD, Kimdumani, he didn't even look at it. He just gave it back. He said, you have it clear. Now, so then when's every woman going to be tummy? So the truth is that Papashis, once she's in the middle of Zayin Hakim, this we saw also, this is a Nidin, more the Nidin in Kuf Tzad Yivav, and we'll see it over there more. What status does a woman have after she does a Hefsek Taro? Does she have a Cheskes Taro, or does she not have a Cheskes Taro? So the Nidin Yidu says, no, the Taro Zayin Hakim, she doesn't have a Cheskes Taro. Many places can hold, no, as soon as she does the Hefsek Taro, she has a Cheskes Taro. Some people say for the first 3 days she doesn't have. But Pepashtas Meikra Adin, as soon as she does a Cheskes Taro, then a Hefsek Taro, she's mafik that her mind is not pasuach anymore. She has a cheskes tara. The meila, she has a cheskes tara. Why should I be choishish that she's seeing now? There's no svara over here of chaylam tamei tamei. On the yema vest is such a svara. But over here, why should I be seeing? And she has a mak which theoretically could be maisi dam. Then she'll be able to be tailored. The Shevet Alevi is chaylam. He says someone that has a hetken toch rachmi, which means an intrauterine device. Lachur, that's what he's referring to over here. He says, even though theoretically it could be Maitzi Dam, if you don't know that it's being Maitzi Dam, you don't know that she has a cut, then he says you can't be Semach on that. Lamaisa, somebody that does have that, should be Mevar by a Rav, because it's Varen again, and it could be Varen again every single solitary month. Therefore, somebody that has it, it is a big Shaila. Can you don it? Fe'etzem, what's the need over here, just to clarify? She has a makah, which she has something inside of her rechem, which could cause a makah moitzi adam. At any given time, it could be cause a makah. It could bang into the side of the uterus, the wall of the uterus, and cause a laceration, which could cause dam makah to come out, and not dam nidus. Can you always be tailor with that? Is that ki'ilu as if we know that she has a makah moitzi adam? If there's always the possibility to be a makah moitzi adam. That's a very common nafkamino b'negiah to the case of dam and mukar. Now, most cases of that a woman is donning on a makah, the makah that she's donning on is a makah not in the mekar. Usually it's in the prezer. Prezer means it's somewhere on the, it's mamash on the external, it's outside Oysa Makayim, or it's on the walls of Oysa Makayim, or even more common is on the cervix, which is the end of the uterus. The uterus ends into like a small passageway, a small, which is like 2 to 3 centimeters wide, and that connects the uterus to the Beis Achitzin, to which is the makom where she does the bedika. Now, very often when she does a bedika, if she goes straight in when she's doing a bedika, she will all the way with her finger, 100%, she will probably 98% of the time bang into the cervix. It's best when she's doing a bedika to go in against the wall, slightly against the wall, not to press too hard, and go around the cervix. That way she doesn't, depending on the angle of her legs when she's doing bedika, she's supposed to pick up her leg to do bedika. Be'etzem, it's better to go in against the wall a little bit. That way she won't bang in straight against the cervix and possibly cause herself a peta. So the Ramah did not talk about a case where a woman has a makah in the prezer. The Ramah only talked about a case where a woman has a makah in the makar. Now, like we mentioned, the Ramah, even though we're talking about Ramah, the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, we said the Chorah should be any bedika. The Aruch HaShulchan really speaks it out. He says, even though da de kol adinim elu nizbaru beramat ubar hadavar duadin bela ramat without ruin machos tashmish ela she'eni yechoyle litar lebalish mifnei shebechol eis moitis bedika is meluchloch eis bedam gam kein yesh lahiris kedinim elu ve'im yesh la'iz amaka telu memaka shlebish azvesta. He says ve'oysa she'en lavestet gam kein telim sheish lesofigim bin atzadim bin rekar. He says, and even those afilu lemisha sever v'ramat the inlet mechal makal become welcome bedika kilitzvei. He says bedika is more kal than remachas tashmish. Why is that? It's just agav. It's interesting to know why. Why is bedika more kal than remachas tashmish? He says to be choishish every time that she does the bedika, she had a hargasha of psichas hamakar. This doesn't make sense. A woman's doing bedikas. She does 15 bedikas over the course of her hesek tara till she gets to the mikvah. Hesek Tara, 7 days, twice a day, she does a bedika. She's doing 15 bedikas. Each time in the 15 bedikas, she's finding dam every time. Each time she had a psichas hamakar. How many times is her mind being pasuach over the course of a 7 day period? And b'chlal, she already had her period. She already had her vest. Me'echad is b'choshesh. It's very, very not mistaver to say every time psichas hamakar. And even though she's finding dam. So yagid alav reya, she's not having zikr all the time, she's not having psichas hamakar. And even though she's finding dam. So it's mistaver that the other dam also is not coming from psichas hamakar, and it's coming from a makah, and that's why she's seeing the dam. Now, lechura, in a case where a woman does a bedika, and she doesn't know where she has the Pesach. Is the Pesach coming from? Does she, is it coming from the Tzadim or is it coming from the Makar? So she found Dam. She also has her Svek Sveika here. Is it coming from the Tzadim or is it coming from the Makar? And she really has the Pesach inside of the Makar. That's if she doesn't know Bechlal she has a Pesach. However, Bizmanenu, most of the cases that we have are where she does know that she has a Pesach. For example, she goes to a Bodeket. A woman goes to a Bodeket, and the Bodeket, or a nurse, Mukhedet does this also, there's many nurses in Mukhedet that do it for free. Once you know, you have to know that it's she's a firm nurse, and she's qualified and certified. However, some women take 80 shekel, and some do it for free. Just good eye to know it. However, you go to a nurse, and the nurse says, yeah, I see that there is a mako, shemaytzi adam. Now, l'chor, that's the case, is going to be, even if a woman doesn't have a ves kavua, nevertheless, anytime that a woman has a mako, shemaytzi adam, then, even though she has only one suffix, that's the last din of the Ramah. The last din of the Ramah is if she knows dam is coming from the makar, and she doesn't know if it's coming from a mako from the makar, or it's coming from the dam nidah from the makar. So it's one suffix. You lie to be terile in a case where she knows that the mako is maytzi dam. So too, over here, she knows she has a makah in the stadim, which is Moisi Dam, and she doesn't know where the dam is coming from. Is it coming from the stadim, and it's coming from the makah, which is Moisi Dam, or is it coming from the makar? One suffix. As long as she has a makah, which is Moisi Dam, she knows that it's a type of makah which could be Moisi Dam, then she'd be allowed to be Torah. That's the most common case. Most women don't feel if they have a makah. If they mamash feel that they have something in the uterus, then in a Hanami, that would be, she feels that there's a makah, then she would have to know. Then it would only be in a case where she has a suffix, then she would have a svek sveiko. But the standard case, that the most common case is, a woman does a bedika, and she finds dam on the bedika cloth, and it could even be that b'shas tashmish, that he finds on his aver, he finds dam, but it could be that it's from a mako. In these cases, you go to a bedek, and a bedek finds dam, b'pashas, that's the last halacha here in the Ramah. That if it's, a woman doesn't have a veskavua, the standard lady bizmaninu, and she finds dam, and it's a suffix where the dam came from. Did it come from the makar, or did it come from a makah? If you know that the makah is mighty dam, then you're able to be terile in the makah. Now, what is the gather of a makah, and what's the gather of a makah shemaiti dam? So, the Pisa Tshuva brings down that there's a big machlekes achrenim with regard to a makah she kaev, pain. Does pain have the halachic status of a makah? And Lamaisi brings down Kama Vekama Achrenim over here, that Dan bring it to the Shiloh. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan says, Vani Achriya, nearly Niyaseti L'Achriya, that it's not, that a Ka'ev does not have the din of a Makah. And that's what it seems later on at the end of the Simon in the Pisa Tshuva, that it ends on like that, that a Ka'ev Taka does not have the din, just any pain does not have a din of a Makah. She feels. So what's the makah? What's the shaila of a makah? Makah is, it has to be the type of thing that it could possibly open and produce dam. Because we want to say a makah, if we're ever being trailing a makah, it has to be the type of makah which could produce dam. For example, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says the standard makah that we have is a makah shenitzrar hadam, that there's a black and blue mark. What happens by a black and blue mark? Blood came out, but because the skin is so thick, it didn't penetrate through the skin. And it got to a lower level in the skin, but it's still being covered over. So now, somebody that has a black and blue mark, it's much easier to extract that dam than someone that doesn't have a black and blue mark. It's much closer to the surface. You need less to extract it. Therefore, if it's possible that b'shas tashmish, the dam could have been extracted, so then we'd be able to be tailing this in such a makah. If it has to have the echurlis, there has to be some possibility for dam to be there. There's no dam there. If somebody pinches somebody and it doesn't, it hurts. But lav dafki, there is some blood capillaries are killed there, and you're it's going to turn red a little bit. But there's no dam. It's going to be. It's not like it's nitzra the dam in such a case. Mamela, it has to be the type of makah that it's nitzra dam. How would somebody know this? In the olden days, they were able to feel it. They were much more in touch with their body. Nowadays, the chur, it's only common if it's in the uterus itself. It would be much more common for a woman to see it through an ultrasound to know that Shitaka has a makah there. It could be that she feels discomfort and that's why she'll go and she'll see what type of makah it is. The more common case is the case of a makah shemaytzi adam that we've been talking about until now. What is that? I just want to quote the Lashon of the Chazon Ish because it's magdered very, very succinctly and clearly what it is. He says like this: nearly derata loymer kishenoygim b'makasa mislachle chamoich bedam. He says when you touch the makah, it comes out bloody. You touch it with an applicator, it comes out bloody. Says the Chazanish, v'nire da'af be'ena makah melachlech b'negiya kala. Even if you touch it with the applicator, it doesn't get blood in it. Elim kin doichik tzas. You put it, apply a little bit of pressure. Zehu b'chlal makah metiyadam. Avol im makah gludo u'belachat kala ena metiyadam. But if it's already scabbed over, and with you apply a little pressure, no blood comes out. Zehu b'chlal makah she'ena metiyadam. V'ha'ikr, this is the bottom line, says the Chazanish. V'ha'ikr l'shar tenuas hamaka ayidei ha'shamish, im zeyachol igrem tam tzadam in hamaka. The ikr is to simulate a ma'isa tashmish, replicate a ma'isa tashmish with the applicator. Do what the shamish would do, or if you're doing a bedika, do what the aid bedika would do. And if you can move the applicator over the petza in a way that would simulate a ma'isa tashmish, then, and it produces dam, then in a chanami or a bedika, it simulated mice of bedika and it produces dam, that's a maka hametzia dam. Memela. This is when you go to, with regard to relying on a nurse or a bodeket, that lahur, this is where it comes in. This is exactly what they do. They look inside and they see whether or not there's a place where the skin looks raw, where it looks red. And then they touch there with an applicator. Just touch it. First of all, sometimes you can just see dam dripping out. In that case, you're for sure safe. That's a makam metziya dam. It's even better than a makam metziya dam. Then even in cases where we're not going to be mako by makam metziya dam, like an yom aves, where we remember to see it dripping, even in such a case, makam metziya dam will be mako. That's the best case scenario, or the worst case scenario. The second possibility is she sees the raw skin and she touches it, and she touches it with the applicator, and dam comes on. That's also considered makam metziya dam. However, if she touches it slightly and no dam comes, then what she should do is rub it ever so slightly, the same way that a bedika would rub against it, and see if it produces dam. If it produces dam, then she's able to presume that the bedika also produces dam. That's also considered a makom etziya dam. And we would have the last din of the Ramah. Which last din of the Ramah says the shach is even with regard to Zayinikim, that she doesn't need Zayinikim. She has one suffix. She did a bedika. She got dam. The dam is the suffix, whether or not the dam is coming from the Makar or the dam is coming from the Tzadim. So even though Lachar is the suffix that writes over here, maybe it came from the Makar and it came by Ravasha, maybe it came from the Tzadim. If she has a makom which is maitzi dam, she's allowed to be tegel that it came from the Tzadim. What's the reason why? Why is it not a suffix d'oraisa? This is what we said. The Chafetz Chaim in our siman actually quotes this. It's a taz in if there's any taz you have to know. Sorry to say in all of Hilchos Nida. Certainly in Siman Kuf Tzadi, this is the taz that you have to know. Siman Kuf Tzadi Sifkot and Chaf Gimel. The taz says that a woman that is bleeding from the Piyat Abbas, from the Mokam Arei, which is very close to the Mokam where she does the Bedika. She does a bedika, and her way out, bang, she touched the makom arei. And she looks at the bedika, and sure enough, she finds dam on it. He says, you're allowed to be tailored. The dam came from the makom arei, from the piyat abas, and then it comes from the makor. Alright, the suffix d'oraisa. Says the Chavetz Chaim, basically, the way the Chavetz Chaim is masber, he says, what's the reason we'd be tailored? Is because any time that she finds dam in the makor, in the oita makor, we always have to say a whole cheshbon. Where did this dam come from? We have no place to explain where did the dam come from. It must be, it came from the Makar. If it came from the Makar, how come she didn't have a ragasha? Must be she did have a ragasha. She says she didn't have a ragasha. It must be she made a mistake. So where did the dam come from? It must be it came from the Makar. She didn't have a ragasha, it must be she did have a ragasha. Even if she didn't feel it, she made a mistake. It's all shnikol tera. If you have a place, if you have a mako, which is maitzi dam, you have the fiat abas is bleeding, she has hemorrhoids, or in our case, she went to the bodeket, and the bodeket says inside oisa makim she has a makim which when you touch it is being maitzi dam. So then we say, where did the dam come from? From the makim which is maitzi dam, and that ends the story. Instead of saying the whole shtickel Torah, it came from there and she made a mistake. She made a mistake. The pasha says she didn't make any mistake. She didn't have any hargasha, and this is where the dam came from. Hakol makim yavu bishonim. That is the din. The last din of the Ramah is makar lachur for all these din. Now, once we're on the topic, I think it's a very chashuv topic to speak about, and that is to be semech on Rudeket or not to be semech on Rudeket. I had a scenario that I went to, there's five Rudekets that I know of, I think I just heard of the sixth one, where I live. Five different ones. Bekitzer, I wanted, I had many cases where I told a person to go to Rudeket, and they called and they called and they called and they couldn't get through to anybody. So I wanted to set up a rotation that every day there should be a different person that's available before Shkiyum. One, it'll take 1 day a week, 1.5 days a week, whatever it is, 2 days over the course of 3 weeks, 3 days over the course of 2 weeks, and everybody will have 1 hour stop before Shkiyum. Because I spoke to a few Rabbanim about it. And one Rab says, no, they never would be Samech on Pliny Almighty, they're too Mechel. Another Rab says, oh, they were never sent to the other one, they're too Machel. What's going over here? What's happening here? So this is not just where I live, this is in many different places. This is, there are many people that don't want to be Samech on Rebodeket. What's the reason why? So specifically, what's the Nikud over here? The Nikud is that when she touches over there, and she sees that there's Dam coming out, then she's allowed to be told that there is a Machel. Now the cervix is the place that we mentioned in the past is the most prone to Machel. Now, why is it most prone? There's a few different reasons. One of the basic reasons is because it's the thinnest skin. The skin is very thin, and it constantly recreates itself. It constantly sheds and recreates itself. And therefore, it's always shedding. And not only that, it's so thin that you could always see the blood capillaries. If you look inside, it always looks red. So as soon as the Bodhara looks inside, they say, Givald, she has a peta. If they were looking at any single solitary woman, they would find Givald, she has a peta. Because it's very red in that area. And when you touch it and you start shaking back and forth a little bit, you produce dam. Because any woman, when you go back and forth over there, it's so sensitive that it's going to produce dam. So now, in a case where blood is dripping out, then forget the whole shtickel term. You know the blood is dripping out, there's nothing to talk about. Blood is dripping out of the petza. And that has been a number of cases that I've had. However, this is where some people are very worried about it, that any time that she's going to touch it, then it's going to produce dam. That's where the people... Does she touch it? So if she goes in properly, then she shouldn't. But it also, if you just touch it and it's not so, even in a case where she doesn't touch it, if she touches it, the godeka touches the cervix and it doesn't produce, if she shakes back and forth a little bit, then it might very well. No, she could. What if the woman touched it with her? No, it's very possible that she did. You can never know whether or not she did or didn't. Is that considered a makkah? So that's a very good question. So I'm going to say the other side. That's a very valid point. That's the chash of those that are makkah. Now, just to be masbir the other side, and that is, as on the Arachas Tyre, he says that 90% of the women, all 90% of all women have kitsaima sometimes. Not only that, I've heard personally from somebody that told me that he went to a bodeket and the bodeket said, your wife has a fetta that she will have till she's 120. I know there's a certain type, lav dafka, they're always bleeding, b'chulu, but there are certain types that not only do some women, the 90% of the women have psa'im, some of the psa'im are constant. They'll always be. Now, there is, one should know that a woman that always has issues with this, there are things to be done about it. They could sear the area, they could kilu, they put scar tissue there that should be scarred, that it shouldn't constantly produce dam. There are things to be done about it. A woman that constantly has such an issue. However, just to know the statistics, 90% of the women have at some point, and not only that, it's very, especially after birth, it's even more common where the area is so sensitive to start out and it just went through a traumatic experience, then it becomes even more sensitive. And very dependent on a woman's diet also, and the weather outside, and how much she drinks. She doesn't drink a lot, whether or not the area is very dry. All these things are mu'adim. Just a mashal Baalma I heard from Yitzhak Berkowitz that he says that the first time after birth, a woman should never do a moich. The first time after birth, it's a mu'ud to cause a petza. Mu'ud. It's pasha that there's no mitzvah to cause yourself a petza and then go to bedek and be toilet and kula. Kli is also is a kula. It's not a so to do a moich which is not mikra din is not is coming out of kula than a chumrah. Because you're going to cause yourself to be 99% of the time, you're going to cause yourself a petza, especially in these cases. Oh, so that's really what he's asking. The lechori, there's such a case. Now, one second. So let's just clarify. So now, that's first of all, that's the mitzvah. Second of all, on an eid bedika, very often you could tell on the eid bedika that the dam is from a matzah. How could he tell? There's a few different ways. First of all, from the placing, very often if the hafrasha is all clear and there's in one specific place, especially if it's in the corner that you found dam, then in a chanami, it's usually a clear sign that there is a petza. That's one thing. Second thing is that very often we tell by the color of the dam. Generally, dam nidus, at the end of the woman's cycle, is not bright red anymore. Maybe at the beginning it's bright red. Or in the middle, it's bright red. As it gets to the end, it's already not bright red. It's a purplish, brownish, very often. And by day two or day three of Zayin Nekiyim, certainly she shouldn't be seeing any dam at all. If she's seeing bright dam and bright red dam on a bedikah cloth on day three or day four of Zayin Nekiyim, then that's already a red light, literally. Or a warning sign. What effort that she's seeing on Zayin Nekiyim. Now, if she's on pills and she didn't take her pills on time, that's also a mood. That she's going to see dam. But a standard a case of a woman who's not on any pills and she's just in the middle of Zayin Nekiyim, vos epis that she's seeing, or day one was clear, day two was clear, also in day three she has a makkah. And also you're able to tell also by the blood itself. Generally blood which came out of the makar came out as a drip. And therefore if it's going to come and it's either going to mix into the hafrasha or it's going to be an actual drip on the bedikah cloth or get absorbed in the bedikah cloth. As opposed to very often when it's a petza, you'll be able to discern it on the bedikah cloth because you see tiny, tiny, tiny little dots. It's almost as if, like, when a person gets scraped and there's tiny, tiny little dots of blood, and somebody takes it on their shirt or something against it, rubs against it. So it'll come out tiny little, like, crumbs of blood. Kilo, as if somebody aggravated the skin over there. That's very often you're able to see. There's at least four different ways to be able to tell on a bedikah cloth before you start, before you send to bodeka. There's already four different ways to tell that most probably it looks like it's a petza. And 90% of women at some point have. Doesn't mean that everyone has all the 90% all the time have. But it's extremely, extremely common. So it is very, very common, and especially with the cervix, that touching the cervix so easily, and a woman doesn't know that she's not supposed to touch the cervix. And woman very easily can bang into it. Then it's extremely common that the dam came from the petza. And befrat, if it's taka so sensitive to the point that you touch it a little bit that it causes it to, then in the chanami lecher that is enough of a kliya, and you could be toiler. That's generally the case. That is generally the cases of Kliya B'Makkah that we have this morning. Now I just got a case this morning actually. Somebody told me, interesting story that happened to him. He was taking over somebody, it wasn't really his spot, in one of the Beis HaRoz here. The door was locked and the person wasn't there. So he was just standing outside trying to help people that were there. Kitzer, he got a bedika, and he says he can't matter this, but looks like a petza, I guess. He sends it to somebody else, and the petza. And the person says, it was like this. It was a Yom Rishon. It was a Yom Rishon, and the person was only doing a Yom Rishon and a Yom Shvi because he's just married for 3 months and the area was very sore. So the Rav told him to do only Bedika, Yom Rishon, Yom Shvi. Kitzer, he's holding by day two. He came with his Bedika from day one. Now, there was some dam on it, Lachara. If you're going to be, even if you could be Tehila that this dam came from a petza, but the chori lost your Yom Rishon. He lost your Yom Rishon, then she didn't do another bedika afterwards. She's going to have to start again. Her Yom Rishon, she would have to do another bedika today. She would have, what's that? She would have to do another bedika today. So he sent it to somebody else. Another person says, you don't go to bedeket. this person was asking me that what's the bedekah going to help you? L'chur Yirmishin. The Mechaber says, Simikuf Tadivav, that there's a machlekes whether or not you need one bedekah during Zanikim or two bedekahs during Zanikim. B'di'evin. Says, some say that you only need one bedekah in all Zanikim, and some say you need two, one on the first day, one on the seventh day. V'ein l'hokol, the Mechaber. The Meila, you shouldn't be Mekom. So what's it going to help you if you're going to be tailored with Dan, but you still don't have a bedikah? Kliya doesn't make it a bedikah because it's not a vadai. Anytime, let's just clarify, anytime you have a kliya on a bedikah, it doesn't mean vadai that the dam came from here. We're tailored, and we could be tailored because it's in the stammer, it's not a vadai. So if a woman does a heftik tyra and there's dam on the bedikah, then it's not going to help you to be tailored the dam because she can't be maksik herself as a isha that she can't be maksik herself as a woman that's not seeing anymore because it's heftik tara. The same thing with Yerim Rishon. If Yerim Rishon, you need the bedikah of Yerim Rishon, then if you don't have any bedikah at the end of the day, what's it going to help you? Memela, what's it going to help you to send the bedekah? So the truth is that this is really a big need in Kuf Tadevah, but it's mentioned over here in the Pesach Tshuva also. The Chavos Das holds that a woman that has a petah and she has a makkah, as long as she gets one good bedikah through the Zayinikim, then she's okay. So if we'd be able to be tailored and get and this woman have one good bedikah during the Zayinikim, then she would be okay. That would be a reason to matter. Just a minute. I'm going to stop over here.